From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Plane crash evidence points to possible Russian involvement. Investigators probing last year's downing of Malaysian Airlines flight MH17 over eastern Ukraine have found fragments that may have come from a Russian surface-to-air missile. Fred Westerbeck is the Dutch national prosecutor.
We found some parts which were not part of the aircraft, of the airplane. And in the last few months, we've established that we can say that these probably are parts of a missile system and probably a Buk missile system.
All 298 people on board the plane were killed in the crash. Turkey's military says its warplanes launched airstrikes against 17 Kurdish rebel targets Tuesday in southeastern Turkey. A statement said the strikes focused on Kurdistan Workers' Party in Hakkari province, which borders Iraq and Iran. The airstrikes follow attacks Monday blamed on the PKK that killed 9 people. Iraq's parliament has unanimously approved Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi's proposed government reforms to tackle corruption and cut spending. Mr. Abadi proposed the changes on Sunday, including elimination of the largely symbolic offices of 3 vice presidents and 3 deputy prime ministers. Mr. Abadi's plan also calls for ending party and sectarian quotas when choosing officials. At least 47 people were killed and dozens injured in a bomb attack on a crowded market in Nigeria's Borno state. The blast hit Tuesday at a market in Sabon Gari. No one has claimed responsibility. This is VOA News. China's tightly controlled currency, the yuan, saw its biggest drop in 2 decades Tuesday. Chinese authorities say their devaluation of the currency will make it more market-oriented, but analysts say the action also appears to be aimed at giving exporters more breathing room. Bill Ide has more.
The value of the Chinese yuan has been gradually rising for a decade, and Tuesday's fall was its biggest slide since 1994. The 1.99% slide just shy of its daily up or down limit of 2% comes just 2 days after China announced that exports had once again fallen, contracting in July more than 8% from the previous year. Analysts say the recent volatility in the country's stock market also played a role. Bill Ide, Beijing.
Billionaire Donald Trump may have taken some hits in last week's Republican presidential debate, but so far it doesn't appear to be hurting him in the polls. The latest Reuters Ipsos national poll found Trump holding steady at the top of the Republican field with 24%, followed by former Florida Governor Jeb Bush at 12%. The town of Ferguson, Missouri, remains under a state of emergency after a second night of racial unrest. The violence broke out during protests marking the first anniversary of the shooting death of a black shoplifting suspect by a white police officer. Police said they arrested about 24 protesters in the St. Louis suburb after demonstrators pelted them with rocks and bottles. Australia has announced targets for reductions in its greenhouse gas emissions. Environmentalists say the goal is inadequate. Steve Herman has more.
Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott says his country, as part of a global climate deal, will strive to cut emissions 26% to 28% from levels a decade ago by the year 2030. In announcing the target, Mr. Abbott explained his country has to be both environmentally and economically responsible.
But we've got to reduce our emissions in ways which are consistent with continued strong growth.
Australian opposition politicians and environmentalists panned the proposal, which will be submitted to climate talks in Paris in December. Steve Herman, Bangkok.
A Japanese power company restarted a nuclear reactor on Tuesday. It's the first to come back online under new safety regulations put in place following the 2011 Fukushima disaster. The United Nations says thousands of native Somalis are returning from Yemen despite a serious humanitarian crisis at home. The UN Human Rights Office said Tuesday nearly 29,000 people have arrived in Somalia from Yemen since March, with more expected in coming months. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.